Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
You are listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. That was Jamelia with La La Love, taken from her latest album, Walk With Me, Walk Around Me, Walk Over Me, something like that.
One of those.
Yeah.
Our very loyal fan, Steve the Truckee, has written in and he says, "Hi, Jade and Dave, love the show. I think you would be great on Neighbours, Jade, Steve the Truckee. Thank you.
Oh, you see, that's a message of support for you there.
And we also have another message from Nick, who says, I was amazed to see, this is for Dave, how much your rapping reminded me of Madonna circa American Life. And he also says,
a true queen would know that, I'm telling you.
Says, good show, Jade, and I think you should look at playing fauna over reptiles. There you go, look into that. Air quotes, Dave.
I know, we want to see lots of leafy roles coming up next week. But in the meantime, we do have a fabulous segment on the show called Growing Pains, which is our opportunity to bring in an artifact from our childhood or our younger years and sort of just show and tell it.
Okay, so everyone who went to school remembers this. When you're in English and it's like, okay, it's journal writing time and you have to, you know, go and write for half an hour or however long it is, and I would sit there and tap my pen.
Inspired look on your face.
Yes.
Light bulb moment.
And try and come up with something to write. Anyway, in year nine, and here is the actual piece of paper. I'm going to crunkle it so you can hear it, right? I still have it to this very day.
It is such a classic kind of paper, like school paper thing. You know, it's got the holes punched in on the side and the laminated edge and the margins.
And it's got, you know, the pre-ruled pages and
the cliched blue biro.
At the very top, yes, it's cliched blue biro. And the very top, it's got, you know, journal written in red pen. Anyway, so the title of this one is called Lydia's Pencil Case. It became quite famous amongst my friends because it is one of the most absurd things that you'll ever read in your life. And I'm going to read it to you now. On the 6th of February 1995, Lydia returned to Sunbury Downs with the pit, bottomless pit. It's known to people as a pencil case, but Lydia's is different. At first sight, it appears to be just a red tartan pencil case, but when you open it up, it leads to what is known as a bottomless pit. Jane calls it the Earth's black hole. It's famous for losing things like combs, pencils, and textures. I often stick my hand into it to find things, and it swallows my arm whole. I think it should have a warning sign on it saying, "Babies beware." This pit has earned Lydia the nickname Mary Poppins. We often do experiments to see how many things can fit into it. Lydia practically keeps her whole locker in it. At a small cost of $3.50, Lydia has found something that will hold her possessions for many years. Maybe she will move into it when she moves out of her house. It's a great first home buy. Lydia has decorated it with pictures of hearts, stars, peace signs, yin-yangs, and messages stating the bottomless pit, and this pencil case belongs to Mary Poppins, in brackets, Lydia. That's the end of my journal, but I did want to read to you the little comment that was written by my teacher. I hope she can reach in and find an entertaining, well-written piece of writing like this. P.S. I think you are very brave for sticking your hand in it.
Oh, Jade, you know what? I can't believe you wrote that when you were in year nine.
Yes, I was.
That is brilliant. You know, I think that should, I can see a hold. Can we just put the acting career on hold for a moment, a bit of a hiatus, and focus on writing children's books?
Oh, really?
Madonna's doing it. Pink's doing it. Kylie did it, you know. maybe Jade Gulliver can get into children's literature.
Well, I mean, it is a bit, you know, I'm pretty sure I'd have to get permission from Lydia.
It is great, don't you think? Sorry, I quit, Dave.
Look, I think it's great, but, like, what, you want me to call up book publishers now? I spent all week, you know, on the phones to acting agencies and to TV networks. And now, no, you don't want to be an actor anymore. I want to write a book.
Actually, is it? But I kind of think that maybe if I was on Neighbours, it would be a lot easier to sell a book.
Yes, it would be.
So maybe focus on the acting first. But yeah, that is a fabulous, fabulous piece to share with us. Thank you for that, Jade.
Oh, you're welcome.
And if you're on Australian Idol, then it'd be easier for you to get on Neighbours, and then it'd be easier for you to get a book, is it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Why not? You can sing, you can act, you can write.
It's all about being everything.
Uh-huh, I see that.
I'll see you at the top of the ARIA charts. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up upon the hour, of course, we do have Glitter and Tonic with Steve.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.